Part 1. When Enough is Enough. Chapter 1. I'm tired of myself. Are you tired of yourself? Are you tired of making the same promises to yourself, but are never motivated enough to see them through? Are you tired of making excuses for not making change? Are you tired of measuring yourself against others and falling short? Are you sick of telling yourself, tomorrow I will do something different, and tomorrow never comes? Well, being tired of yourself is a good place to be because it means that you are ready to make changes in your life that will bring about great reward. I'm glad that you're finally here. When you are in this position of being tired of yourself, normally you're not alone. Everybody in your life, from your family to your coworkers, has been tired of you and your excuses for some time now. They see your gift and the pain you're causing yourself by not tapping into your God-given purpose and becoming your best. But here's the thing. People can tell you that they're tired of your excuses, but until you get tired of you, it won't make any difference. Are you done with blocking yourself from opportunities that could have easily been yours last month, last year, or even last decade? More often than not, our beliefs about ourselves are learned, internalized behaviors that become ingrained into how we operate in our lives. Somewhere along the way, we grow accustomed to our self-perceptions, and we allow them to become oppositions to our gifts and opportunities. We become our own opposition when we accept the following from ourselves: procrastination, lying to ourselves, comparing ourselves to others, and self-doubt. It is anything that gets in the way of you becoming who you were created to be. So, what does it take for you to get to the breaking point? What will it take for you to be awakened out of your sleep? What will force you to finally realize that the life you are living is far below your God-given potential? This is your life, and you have to live it today. You cannot afford to waste another minute being unfulfilled, unsatisfied, and underutilized. Right now, and I do mean right now, is your moment to take advantage of the dreams, goals, and visions that you have held in your heart for far too long. Jordan Belfort, the author of the book and inspiration for the movie The Wolf of Wall Street, said, "The only thing standing between you and your goal is the bullshit story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it." But I want to take it a step further. Excuses are the lies you convince yourself are true to avoid proving you are worthy of the gift you were given. Say this with me. No more excuses. When I was a student at Kent State University, my major was psychology, but I was really majoring in excuses. I had a million excuses for why I couldn't go to class or how I couldn't pay my rent. After college, I had even more excuses for why I was stuck in my dead-end jobs and why I wasn't pursuing my dream to be a comedian. The more I told myself these lies, the more I believed that I wasn't worthy of earning my degree or being on a comedy stage. Then, one day, I was telling a friend why I had dropped out of school. When I heard the words coming out of my mouth, I realized that it wasn't the school's fault or my parents' fault. At the end of the day, it was me. I had everything I needed, but at every turn, I found a reason not to start. I came up with roadblocks for myself so that I wouldn't have to be responsible for my gift. If you're like me, I need you to stop lying to yourself with excuses. Your excuses are as empty now as they were when you first started using them. I need you to realize that your gifts are opportunities and to embrace this new belief that you are a success. Now, before you skip this section and say, "Steve, I don't make excuses for my life," hold on. The people who claim that they don't make excuses are usually the biggest offenders. You know who you are. You are a type A person who goes hard in your career, but you are normally the one making an excuse for missing a family member's birthday or canceling a date for the third time. Success doesn't live in one part of our life and become exempt in another. If you're going to do this, you have to do it all the way. You have to be open to your gift, meeting your opportunities, and changing your life.